And it's time for Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shelstead from Madison Mercantile, and something a little different today, Chris.
Yeah, we're not having coffee at the Merc. We're having water in the studio.
That's right. Water in the studio, that's right.
I mean, the first week that we normally do the show, we had the fair and so many things going on. So Paul and I just decided to chill out and meet today in the studio.
Record in the studio. Change it up once in a while.
That's right. This is nice. I feel like I'm at your house. Where's my coffee? Are you going to serve me?
Water. You got water. Maynard drinks all the coffee all day long, so not much coffee left now this afternoon. So, anyway, thanks for coming to the studio, Chris. Boy, the fair's over. The summer's wrapping up. You've been so busy this summer.
Yeah, I think we all have. And, you know, I feel like the week after the fair, everybody just takes a big, deep breath and says, whew, let's just chill for a couple of weeks. But instead of chilling, it's 85 degrees out. What's going on with that, right? But we still have hot coffee, cold coffee, you name it, down at the Merc for you. We have some special, back-to-school drinks and some fair drinks and things like that. So if anybody's got some ideas of special drinks they've had other places and they'd like us to try out, hey, let our baristas know. They're really excited to come up with new things and you know, do the things that people want. And on that note, Paul, I should remind everybody that we are open at 7 o'clock now. Every morning.
Oh, really?
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. That way, if you're, you know, hitting the road or if you have to be somewhere a little bit earlier, you can call in. You can go online, actually, and order your drink and have it ready for you.
Order your drink online.
Yes. You can go to our Facebook page or our web page and you can see the QR code or you can just figure it out and order your drink online. We have a lot more people taking advantage of that now, so it works out great. You can order online. By the time you get to the Merc, your drink's done. You can just run in and grab it.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
You know what my new favorite drink is?
What, Paul?
I think it's called Bee's Knees.
Bee's Knees. A little bit of local honey in there is good for you.
Yes, yeah, cinnamon and honey. It's really good. I love it.
Good stuff. And we'll be coming up with some sort of, you know, medicinal honey-based things. Things that are good for you to sort of ward off those fall and winter colds.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So other than that, we've, like I said, we've opened early now, and then we're also going to start up our lunches again. You know, we did lunches in the spring and last winter, and then we kind of took a break in the summer because people are out and about, and we're going to crank up those yummy soups here pretty soon again. A little soup and salad or soup and a nice crunchy homemade bread.
Yeah, I took advantage of that last winter. It was really good.
Yeah, we're gonna go for the soups again this year.
All right.
So you should come on in and see some of the changes at the Merc. We have a beautiful show in there right now with Milena Handine, and her art will be up for another couple of weeks. And then the next artist in that space will be Kathy Marahart, and she'll be there through Meander. Meander's right around the corner.
Yep. And you always get a good crowd for that.
You know, we had over 600 people come by last year.
600 people.
It is crazy. So we've got four artists. We have the Quilt Club. We have Deb Meyer and her beautiful watercolors. We got Joyce Meyer, no relation, and her fabulous pottery. And then we have Kathy Marahart in the main gallery. So, and then we're going to be providing grab-and-go lunches. So if you want to grab a lunch, eat it on the way to your next place, that's what we'll try to do for the Meander for you. And I encourage everybody to get out and do the Meander. There's a lot of folks in town who don't even know it exists. Right. We have people coming all the way from the cities or Fargo-Moorhead or Sioux Falls to come and do the Meander, and people right down the block maybe don't even know what's happening. So if you want some more information about the Art Meander, I think it's the 22nd annual.
Yep.
I think so.
I can go get the folder for
you. Yeah, I think it's that. So come on in and grab a brochure. It's got a map in there. And then, so Meander's kind of a big deal for us.
It is. So that's the place to be on the Meander.
Yep. We've got a lot going on. And, you know, we always have great art in the building, but that weekend, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, is really going to show off what Madison's best artists. So it'll be great.
How many artists do you have there again?
There'll be three artists plus the Quilt Club.
Okay.
And then we have our normal art that's already in there as well. And so we might have a few other interesting things happening. But, you know, I think if you are an up-and-coming artist and you'd like to stop by and see what it's all about during Meander, stop in and we'll see if we can't do a show for you.
Yep. And that's what the Madison Mercantile is all about. That's what you created it for, stuff like that.
Well,
right?
To support emerging artists and emerging poets and people with an idea, and they just need some resources to move forward. Maybe just a cheering section. Yeah. We'll do that for you, too.
Well, with over 600 people last year, I think I remember you telling me, you know, there's people from Colorado and all over the place.
People from all over the – and they have a little bit of money to spend on art, so bring it on, right?
Right.
And speaking of that, we following quickly after Meander, we have the first official Blythe Poetry Fest.
I heard about this. Tell us about it.
So Robert Blythe, of course, is from Madison, and he was Minnesota's first poet laureate, and just kind of one of our famous sons, right? So we're kicking off this poetry festival in Robert Bly's name, and that's October 17th and 18th. And we're going to start with a little social hour down at the Bly Studio at the museum on the 17th. And then Saturday, we'll have some poetry workshops. We're going to show the film A Thousand Years of Joy, which is about Robert Bly, and we're going to have an open mic poetry event that evening. So that'll be a lot of fun. People are coming in from California and the cities and all over the place for that as well.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of things happening at the Madison Merc in the next few weeks.
Yeah. And, you know, and every week we have the same things that happen, you know, like the coffee groups and the card games and, you know, the farmer's market, which has been on Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 6.
How's that been going?
It's been great. I think one of the things, you know, it takes a while for people to kind of get used to the fact that it's happening there and at that time and day, but we have really good turnout. So when people set out at 3 o'clock, you better hurry up and grab your tomatoes. But everybody's got tomatoes and cucumbers right about now. And I would encourage anybody out there that has excess product from their garden, come on up and set up a little stand at the Merc Wednesdays from 3 to 6.
Yep, doesn't take much to set up a table and throw some vegetables on it.
That's right, and everybody needs them. We also have a program called Tokens for Tomatoes. So if you are perhaps don't have the funds to spend on vegetables, come and see the market folks, and they can give you these tokens from Countryside Public Health that give you $2 off on your purchase.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, what else we got happening at the Madison Merc?
You know, we are gearing up for Norse Fest as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Norse Fest isn't until November, but I want to put it out there to everybody now because we're going to kind of up our game for Norse Fest this year.
Nice.
Yeah. We're going to have a Swedish trio, the North Star Nordic Dancers, and a fiddling group that is hard to pronounce.
Okay.
I'm going to work on that.
Okay.
A Norwegian fiddling group. So we're going to have these three different performing groups, possibly four different performing groups that'll be here, possibly at the Prairie Arts Center, maybe the VFW. We're still working out the schedule.
Okay.
But we just want to Norse it up.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I think it'll be great because, you know, everybody enjoys the Lutefisk dinner, Lutefisk eating contest, and the Scandinavian craft fair and the craft fair out at the school. But we thought we'd add a little bit more art to the Norse Fest. And on that note, if anybody out there knows Scandinavian artists and craftsmen, please put them in touch with us, and we'll make sure that they get a spot at the Scandinavian Art Fair or at the Merc or both to show their handiwork and really celebrate our Scandinavian heritage.
Okay, good. And that's during Norse Fest.
Yeah, and that's the
in Madison.
Second weekend in November.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah, so there's so many great events that happen in Madison all year round.
Yep.
All year round. So it's wonderful to figure out now that we've been around for a couple of years how we can best support the events that the city and the chamber and everybody does, because if you're bored in Madison, you're doing something wrong.
That's right.
There's always something to do. Always. Yeah.
It's like a big town, really. It has all the, and it, you know, just a great place to raise a family and spend time with. So.
Yeah, we are enjoying the new people that come into the Merc. You know, a new family will move to town, they'll pop in, they'll go, what's this? And all of a sudden, we have some new best friends,
there
right?
You go.
And I kind of act like, I feel like I'm a friend coordinator, because somebody will come in and they'll say, well, I'm interested in X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, oh, hey, you need to meet so-and-so. So we have speed friending going on. And the goal is to, when new people move to town, let's get them involved in the town right away, make them feel at home. And what we kind of say is, we don't care if you're from Minneapolis or Mexico, Madison's a home for you.
That's right.
Yeah, to be welcoming is an art, and we're very, very happy to be a welcoming and inclusive place at the Merck. So come on in and see if we can't find you your group.
Okay. Can we talk about music? What do you got coming up for music?
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, you
got that off the top of your head there?
Not really. Well, right
I don't
now.
I know how you keep everything straight, Chris.
I don't, obviously. But we had some music that got canceled recently for reasons of, you know, there was illness or whatever. So we're rescheduling some of that music. So Kelly Smith will be coming back. We're working with the Flute Loops to find a good date for them.
What?
The Flute Loops.
The Flute Loops.
Yep, they're a lot of fun. They they do kind of old-style hip-hop. But they also rap about farming.
Rap about farming.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You would enjoy it, I think. So we're trying to flesh out our schedule for the next, well, for the next year, actually. And we've had a lot of artists and musicians who have been here last year that want to come back. And we've got a couple of interesting Christmas things we're doing. There was a pretty good Christmas carol that we had at the Merck. They want to come back and do another show. So I think it's very gratifying for us when somebody plays here, or they maybe were passing through and they ended up doing a show here, and then they contact us 3 or 6 months later because they had such a great experience.
Right. I was just going to ask you, what do you hear from the musicians? Because it's a unique stage. What's the stage name again?
It's the Stad Stage. The Stad Stage is because Shellstead, Trellstead, all the other stads in town. Everybody participated in building the stage. It was kind of a joke at first, but it stuck.
It's a unique venue for musicians.
Yeah, and the thing they like the most about it is people listen. You know, if you play at a bar or at a party or something like that, you're kind of background music, right? Yeah. And, you know, like Charlie Rose says, it's a listening room. It's a place where people come to actually listen to the music. Yep, you're there to talk to your friends and have a glass of wine and relax, but the main focus is on the music when you come to the Merck. So we've had some really great talents there, and apparently the acoustics are pretty good.
Yep.
And so they're enjoying it, and they have a very appreciative group that shows up all the time. And I'd encourage anybody who knows of a band, knows of a group, knows of a genre of music that they'd like to bring to town, let me know. We can work with them. We sometimes work with other venues in the area to bring somebody out here and make sure they have 3 or 4 gigs.
Right.
So it's worth their time.
Worth their time to come out.
Yeah. Yep.
Good.
So.
Good. And you have open mic nights on nights.
Oh, yes, we do. Open mic can get pretty interesting, Paul.
How so?
Well, we say open mic. We don't say you have to sing or play guitar. So sometimes there's poetry. Sometimes there's personal stories. Oh. A while back when it was kind of quiet and nobody was brave enough to get up, we handed somebody an old church cookbook and they just got up and started reading recipes out loud.
Wow.
It was hilarious. It was hilarious. It was a group from Dawson. So that got to be kind of tradition that we pick a recipe to a cold reading of a hot recipe.
There you go.
It's a lot of fun. But open mic, you don't really need to sign up in advance, but if you want to come down and talk about what you want to do on the stage, we'll make sure you have all the tools and all of the things you need to be successful on open mic. We've had a couple of young teenagers get up there and just be brave, way braver than I would have been at their age, and just pour their heart out into a song they wrote themselves.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's so gratifying to see.
Yeah.
And we'd have other people just cover a song or read a poem. And
awesome.
I encourage everybody to come on out and tell a story. We're going to start something new this fall that is soup and seminars kind of thing, where you can come and have a meal, but also listen to a lecture about something of interest to the local folks.
Good.
So we're just developing that schedule now. We don't know for sure what we're going to call it, but soup and seminar is sort of kind of
cool.
What it's going to be.
I like it.
Yeah.
I want to put a plug in for the social media gathering this Wednesday at noon at the Madison Merck. If you're interested in social media, how to operate social media if you have a business or whatever.
And
it's a laid-back talk thing you just share with other people about social media.
Right. And, you know, any kind of group that needs to form or wants to form, or if you're looking for an affinity group, like, hey, I am really interested in whatever, you can start your group there at the Merck. And believe me, the minute you put it out in the world, people will come. People will come in and want to be part of your team. So we are a place where everybody should feel welcome.
Everybody's welcome. That's right. Anything else? Or we touch on everything there?
Oh, Chris? I don't know. Paul, it's Milk Monday. I got to go to the grocery store.
Okay, Milk Monday.
Milk's on sale on Monday. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't do the grocery shopping.
Well, hey, we go through a lot of latte milk, so I got to go to the grocery store for Milk Monday.
Well, thanks for coming in the studio, Chris.
Thank you, Appreciate Paul. It. Always a blast. All right. Appreciate it.
And we'll see you a couple of weeks with more coffee at the Merc, this time at the Merc. With coffee. Bee's knees.
Try it out.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Chris Shelstead with the Madison Mercantile, and that's another coffee at the Merc.